Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
College football seems they're going to probably, especially the Power 5 schools, will get going. I know Michigan State announced yesterday, we got the email, one of my daughters, that they will be having mostly, you know, face-to-face classes will be available. The semester will end, or at least the face-to-face on campus will end Thanksgiving. So the rest of the semester you'll finish out at home virtually, which is, you know, not that long. And then you have finals. No word from Michigan yet. I believe they will also be doing the same thing as Michigan State. There's no way that, despite what Mark Schlissel told the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, they're not going to give away the dorm money. They're not going to give away a lot of what's going on, you know, because of this disease that, quite frankly, it appears, and I just say appears, that is under some bit of control. And I think they're going to find that the dormitories will not be that much of a place where it will fester. That could change, but I believe Michigan will play. They're not going to be a rogue school. They're not going to be, you're not going to have 13 teams in the Big Ten playing football and other sports for a year and not Michigan. I'm sorry.
Well, Michigan won't lose to Ohio State then.
Okay, which brings up the question, and we do a little conundrum here. What will happen first, Michigan winning the Big Ten or the Lions winning the NFC North? 248-539-9797. That's the number and the ticket text. Michigan, so you have to, you know, death not an option, like you say. What's going to happen first? Michigan winning the Big Ten. Not the Big Ten East. Winning the Big Ten. Or the Lions winning the NFC North.
I love the question. I do. And it's hard because as soon as I say to myself, I'm going to choose one, I immediately think I can't.
I know.
But if I had to choose, if you're putting literally a knife to my nose, I would choose the Lions winning the NFC North. And here's why. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are getting older. There's belief around the NFL that the Packers might take a step back after going to the NFC title game and getting rolled by the Niners. I really do believe the Vikings are good. Like really. I think they're going to be a very good football team that potentially could win the Super Bowl. I think they're that good. I think the Bears with Nick Foles instead of Mitch Trubisky, I think they're a good team too because that defense, they were really good 2 years ago. They were very opportunistic with the turnovers. Last year, not so much, so you got to believe it's going to even out in year three. So it's hard for me to make a case with Patricia and Quinn that the Lions can win the NFC North. But looking at the Big Ten, and especially Ohio State, and knowing that Michigan has to play Minnesota, who I think is better than Michigan as well, I would say if I had to choose, I don't think either are happening, but I guess the Lions winning the NFC North.
Well, it doesn't have to happen this year. We just said what's going to happen first.
Okay, well, yeah, still, I would still okay. Go with that because I don't see Harbaugh ever beating the Buckeyes.
Well, I'm going to agree with you on picking the Lions, and it's based on math. You only have three other teams you have to deal with.
That's a good point.
Now, you could argue and say, well, Michigan only has to deal with Ohio State, but that's not necessarily true. You know, they seem, you know, Penn State, they play well at home and don't play so well in Happy Valley, although they did win Harbaugh's first year there. Wisconsin's been a split. against Michigan State. Who knows what's going to happen under Mel Tucker? I don't buy the whole PJ Fleck crap at all, by the way. Even if Minnesota beats.
I don't buy you then, Stoney. Well, I don't buy you. I think Minnesota's going to be. They got their quarterback coming back. It's year, what, three of Fleck? Or
I know.
Four, rather.
I want to see him play in a much better competition. And the fact that they
Auburn in a bowl game, does that not matter?
No, it doesn't. Exactly, because if Michigan would have won their bowl.
They beat Penn State at their own crib. Does that not matter just because they went to Wisconsin and lost?
At their own crib, yeah. I want to see them win a big road game. That's always been the knock on Michigan. I don't believe in P.J. Fleck. I don't believe in that division except for Wisconsin, okay? That's not saying that I don't think it's possible that Minnesota beats Michigan there this year. That's fine. I just believe that the odds suggest, the numbers suggest, that the Lions will get there first. And whether it's this year, next year, 5 years from now, I still think they'll get there first. Now, if you want to play the math game, you know, as far as a debate, I could, you know, fake it and say Michigan, 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 because the odds are one of these years they're going to beat Ohio State, okay, because they're not going to win 35 straight years, okay?
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm
are you
sure
positive
about that.
That.
Yes.
Universities approach the game, I disagree with you.
Look, they'll get lucky once, okay? It'll happen. I mean, they almost got lucky twice into Harbaugh's reign. Okay?
Once. What was the second time?
Oh, the second one was when, the O'Corn game, they were winning 14-0. Metellus drops a pick six, and then you have John O'Corn just throwing balls, underthrowing, overthrowing guys who are wide open. They could have won that game. But that said, they should have won the one game. They'll get lucky one of these years. They're not going to go 0-50, okay?
Well, so, I don't think Harbaugh is going to be here for 50
years. Whatever. I think eventually they'll win a game in the rivalry. I do, eventually. Just like I think eventually the Lions will be able to win the NFC North. But it's tough. 248-539-9797. That is the telephone number and the ticket text.
I really do believe when you look at Michigan and Ohio State. And by the way, I give Harbaugh credit because finally in one of his radio or TV interviews last week, he was making the media tours talking about how he wants, you know, the players to be able to enter the draft and then go back to school if they don't get drafted. Which, by the way, I love that rule. I think it's a great rule. But I give Harbaugh credit because for the first time in him being the coach of Michigan, he admitted in words how much it upsets him that he can't beat the Buckeyes. So I think that's progress. With that being said, man, both schools approach the game so differently. I refuse to believe that Michigan's going to beat the Buckeyes. And you can't win the Big Ten without beating the Buckeyes.
Right. I'm not saying.
And you are right, too. You only have to take over three schools in the NFC North. So that's why I go the Lions.
Right.
The other thing, too, is there is a part of my, and don't laugh at me, because I'm a Lions cynic. I bash the Lions constantly. I've never trusted them. I never give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think Matt Patricia's a good coach. I think Bob Quinn's an awful, awful GM. With all that being said, Stafford being back, I think that offense should be really good.
It should be.
And if they could outscore teams, I mean, if that defense can't get any worse. They were abysmal last year. They were almost, 60 yards away from being the worst defense in franchise history. So if that defense gets even incrementally better, and that offense is as potent as we think it can be, and Swift works out and Kerryon stays healthy, I could see them winning 8-9 games and then maybe you get lucky, win a couple more, and that could win you the division.
Well, it's possible Michigan could get lucky too. Maybe, 3 years from now, after Harbaugh wins 10 games but loses to Ohio State every year in the occasional Penn State game, then, Ohio State's quarterback, whoever that is, maybe gets hurt. but it's the math. I think
their second-string quarterback's probably better than Michigan's quarterback, though.
Maybe now. I don't know. Who knows? I think you're looking too much in the current. I'm just saying eventually.
You might be right.
Eventually.
You might be right, but I think it just speaks to how the Lions are historically pathetic.
Right.
And they've always let us down. And I'm choosing the Lions over Michigan. That should speak volumes.
Of course it does.
About Harbaugh and his ability to beat the Buckeyes.
Right.
He just can't beat the Buckeyes. he can't even hang with the Buckeyes. I get what you're saying about the 1-0 Corn game.
Yeah.
That was at home when their quarterback was out and they led 14-0. But overall, every game is a blowout. Like, Don Brown is still the defensive coordinator. And until that changes, I'm not exactly sure Michigan's serious about beating the Buckeyes. They've given up 118 points in the last 2 years to Ohio State.
I know.
Think on that. Choke on that. 118 points.
It's awful. There's no doubt about it. But do the math. Eventually, they're going to win a game. They're going to beat them. Ticket text. Both are happening this season. No, I don't think so. We don't know who the quarterback of Michigan's going to be. I don't think the Lions are good enough to beat the Vikings for the division, or the Packers for that matter, but I think the Lions will be better. I think their offense will be good.
Could you imagine in 2020 where all garbage has happened? Nothing good has happened in 2020. It's wrecked everything. That Michigan wins the Big Ten and the Lions win a playoff game, or at least the division, and get a home playoff game.
Yeah, would it be the Lions' luck? They have a home playoff game, win a home playoff game, win the division, no fans. Michigan goes into Columbus in the horse show, and there's nobody to taunt. You know what? I don't care. I wouldn't be going to the game anyway, at least in Columbus. All right, let's go to the phones. Marvin in Flint. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, Marvin.
Hi, guys. I just don't understand how you feel the Lions have a chance, because this regime is just awful. Awful. There's no chance that they're going to win this year, and they'll probably have to start all over next year. And Matthew Stafford is playing on 70% of a back. They haven't drafted anybody to replace him, and they're going to start from zero with a cupboard almost bare. There's no way they're going to win a division. Well, Michigan is just 1 or 2 wins away. Yes.
Marvin, I agree with you. I don't think they're going to win the division. In fact, I think their defense will continue to stink, and I agree with you about Stafford, and I don't think Matt Patricia's a good coach. In fact, I think he's a lousy coach. But with all that being said, I just have no confidence at all that with Justin Fields coming back, that Jim Harbaugh and this Michigan team, as Stoney mentioned, with no quarterback, at least right now, they lost some offensive pieces. I don't believe that Michigan can beat the Buckeyes. In fact, I don't believe that Michigan can go to Washington and win that game. I don't believe Michigan can go to Minnesota and win that game. So I'm looking at some losses for Michigan. So if you're going on this year, I'd go with the Lions have a better chance, but I'm with you. I don't think either team has a great chance this year.
But it's not just about this year, because
I understand. I get it.
Because Marvin,
with that same logic, though, you have to think that Jim Harbaugh has a better chance of getting Michigan to 9 or 10 wins every year. And there's a possibility that they can win the Big Ten if Ohio State slips up and loses to someone else. That's a greater possibility of that happening than the Lions winning their division. I'm being realistic, but I think that Michigan will always be 9 or 10 wins, 1 or 2 games away. 1 or 2 wins away versus winning the whole division versus the Lions. Got to go with Michigan.
This is a very uplifting conversation.
I get his math.
I'm with you.
I mean, you never know. There are upsets in college football. Unfortunately, Michigan hasn't had any. 248-539-9797.
Yes.
A Michigan fan here. It's the Lions winning the NFC North easily. Ohio State is a bigger hurdle than any team in the NFC North, and it's not even close.
That's not a bad way to put it.
Yeah, okay.
He's right.
Bill in a car. Unfortunately, I think it's Michigan. The Lions are hopeless, and Michigan is knocking at the door. I don't like it, though. Go green.
Am I crazy, Stoney? If you're talking about hope, and this is going to sound like I'm trying to adapt and adjust every day, my man, I have more hope in the Lions this year, even though I have very little hope, than I do in Michigan this year.
Well, that's, you know, because the quarterback position is so important, and even, you know, granted Stafford coming off an injury, you definitely have more confidence in Matthew Stafford than either McCaffrey, Milton, or McNamara, any of the M boys.
Right.
You know?
I mean, maybe Jamie Collins isn't a bust. Maybe a Julian Aquara coming off the edge can get to the quarterback. You know, I think the secondary is probably worse than it was because you got rid of Slay, but you added Trufant and obviously got Okuda. But that might take a little bit of time. I like the Lions offense. I really like the Lions offense. Although They let Graham Glasgow walk out the door. They drafted two guards. How's that going to turn out? I can't tell you.
There's still some names out there free agent-wise. I don't know. You know, Lions have money left. I don't know if they're interested in signing, like, Larry Warford, you know, to come back at least on a one-year deal. Or on the other side of the ball to rush the passer, somebody like Everson Griffin, who's probably motivated. Clowney, I don't think, is coming here.
Here's the problem.
Cleveland offered him a lot of money,
though.
And he said no to Cleveland. Yeah.
Well, he might not want to play. Or he wants some crazy multi-year deal, which I don't think he's going to get. But here's the problem with both those guys, Griffin and Clowney.
Yeah.
They're both veterans.
Right.
And Matt Patricia has an issue with veterans. He doesn't know how to deal with veterans. So I can only imagine them paying one of those guys, both of those guys, big money, because God knows the Lions have it. They come to Detroit, and Patricia runs them off like he does every other veteran.
Well, you know, a one-year deal, maybe they can put up with him for 1 year and get out. That's, you know, that could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but they can get one-year deals elsewhere without having to put up with Patricia. See, that's the problem.
Right.
Patricia sending everybody packing, everybody who's left, Glover, Quinn, Darius Slay, yeah, Snacks, Harrison, Quadre Diggs, the message
on.
Is out.
But hold on.
You don't
want
to come to Detroit.
But hold on. Even Slay said Patricia was much better last year than he was the year before, and he just basically harbored all his feelings from Patricia's first year.
Right.
And all indications are that Patricia's gotten better as a human being. And you even heard.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm like a.
He might be a good human being. No, I just don't buy that he's gotten better as a coach.
No, that's fine. But even Mike Daniels said he'd come back in a second, which to me stunned me.
They paid Mike Daniels $10 million bucks, and he played in like five games. He totally stole money from them.
I understand.
Like Stoney, to me,
if he was so bad, why would he want to come back?
Because he would make more money. Everybody's motivated by various things.
That's true.
And right now, who is paying Mike Daniels? I don't know who's paying
Mike
Daniels. Exactly. So, of course, you're going to go to where the paycheck is. The problem is, at least in my mind, you can say Patricia's changed, and you can even believe it if you so choose, which I don't happen to believe it, but I will give you seven other players that say otherwise. And Graham Glasgow apparently never said a word. He said all the right things. He didn't want to be here either. So it's not just defensive guys. Mm-hmm. It's offensive guys, too. Golden Tate, I'm not sure, wanted to be here either. So, I mean, Patricia just
Golden
isn't the
Tate
right
would
coach.
Have stayed and if they gave him
he
the
might have,
come on.
But the bottom line, too, Stoney, is that nobody ever talks about. If Patricia and Quinn didn't have 3 years left on their deal, if they only had a year left on their deal, they'd both be fired.
Oh, there's,
but the only reason they're here is because they had 3 years left on their deal and the Ford family didn't want to give them money to go away. Instead, they get to fire eight coaches and hire eight new ones.
I kind of agree with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.